Listening in around the nation and around the world today. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Again today, for all those listening around the world, this is the USA. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, the great Republic Broadcasting Network here in the USA. Good to be back with you again today, folks. Very good. During the second hour, we'll have callers. We're going to open up for callers during the second hour. But I have some important things to tell you about here during this hour. And we want to start off with telling you once again, folks, if you haven't gone out and bought ammunition and your guns and ammunition, you should do so immediately. Immediately. Even if you have to sell that old clunker car and use the money to go buy ammunition and guns, do it now. Times are getting very, very tense, and we may lose this nonviolent redress of our grievances with our international criminal government, okay? And I've got a intel report here from the Associated Press, actually, which is strange, I believe. They're reporting that bullet shortages affect the police in America. Remember, 6 months ago I told you that the Carlyle Group, run by Dick Cheney, Bush, and the Osama bin Laden family, have been going around the country buying up the national manufacturers in the U.S., U.S. manufacturers of ammunition, bullets. To those that don't know what ammunition is, I imagine everybody knows what ammunition is, but it's bullet, okay? And what the Bush and Osama bin Laden family and the Cheney family, all the criminal organizations know is that guns in the hands of Americans may be hard to remove, like down in Australia, mate. The Australians, when I went down there to speak to their police and soldiers for a week, I found out that the Australians had not turned in their guns like we were told here in the United States. They had buried them. We'll be back. I hear the music. We'll be back right after this important break and with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi. Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Jack McLam program here, and we're going to get back into a shortage on bullets, ammunition in this country. And that's not accidental, folks. That's not accidental. They don't want you to have ammunition. If they can't get your guns, they want to take the ammunition away from you. But let's get back into the pinch that the police departments in the United States are feeling. Now, once again, folks, the police department is going to have little to do with controlling you under martial law in this country, a total totalitarian system like was in communist China, like is in or was in communist Russia, Soviet Russia. That's the system they're setting up here. But we found out through our intel that they're bringing in hundreds of thousands of foreign troops to go up and down your neighborhood. Foreign troops. We just had Singapore pilots come in. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of Singapore pilots coming in. And thousands, hundreds of thousands of foreign troops are coming in that's going to go up and down the neighborhood after your mailbox is marked with a red dot or a blue dot, or a yellow dot, and come in, kick your doors in on your houses, and take you out if you have a red dot and shoot you in the head in the front yard and your family along with you. And if you have a blue dot on your mailbox out there, then, or if you're on the blue list, then they take you to the concentration camps, take your children, and take them to the pedophile camps. Nobody that goes into the concentration camps will have their children with them. They're going to be taken from you and put in these pedophile camps. By the way, we're run in this country by pedophiles, even in the White House, okay? Sodomites and pedophiles, homosexuals and pedophiles. So they have these camps for young people to where the pedophiles in charge can walk up and down the fence line and see little kids that they want to sodomize and they want to molest, and they can pick them out and go in and get them. So your children won't be with you. And folks, this is fighting matters. The things I'm telling you about are fighting matters. Now, if you have a yellow mark on your mailbox, that means that you have proven that you're going to be a pussyfooter and you're going to go along with this Antichrist slave system. You'll make a good slave. So they put a yellow mark on your mailbox. And so then you won't be taken to the camps. You'll just make a good slave to the Antichrist leadership, the satanic leadership in America. So I suggest, folks, if you find a red dot, a blue dot on your mailbox, that you go out and make it yellow. Okay? Get some yellow paint and put a yellow dot there. All right? Confuse them. That's right. Confuse them. But anyway, back to the bullet shortage here, folks. The Associated Press says a nationwide spike in demand for small arms ammunition and the skyrocketing cost of raw materials to make the bullets have forced some law enforcement agencies in Washington State to plan their orders further in advance, 6 months in advance. On average, the cost of ammunition has increased by 67% between 2004 and this year, according to the State General Administration Office, which negotiates contracts with suppliers for state and local agencies. The woes in Washington State are part of a shortage that has strained law enforcement nationwide. Like I say, folks, it won't be the police that are kicking your doors in, it's going to be the foreign troops that are going to kick your doors in, because your local police have still has some feeling of neighborhood and neighbors and so forth. And so to do this separation of the people and their families and their children, they're going to send in the foreign troops, okay, to do that, because they don't trust the local police or the state police, because they still have an affinity for Americans and their neighbors. So if they run out of bullets, they'll have enough to shoot, but they won't have a whole lot of extras, okay? Last year, the Associated Press found that law enforcement agencies across the country reported delays or reductions in training because of a shortage of bullets. Here, the increase in prices doesn't mean that law enforcement agencies will run out of bullets. But like others, police and sheriff's offices across the state may have to plan more carefully when ordering new rounds. Bullets, in other words. Or as an official from the bullet manufacturing company recommended, consider changing training methods. For many departments, the largest amount of ammunition used is during training sessions. For example, the state police, state patrol, ordered more than 14,000 boxes of rounds of bullets for training and 1,213 for duty in 2007, according to Trooper Dan Kuhn, an agency spokesman. Shipments of bullets now take 6 months or so instead of 30 days as previous years. It's expected to get worse, he said. Contributing to the ammunition price increase are skyrocketing prices of copper and lead, prompted in part by higher demand for these materials from China, a country building its infrastructure at a frenzied rate. Yeah, we're building it, folks. By buying at Walmart and all these Chinese goods, we're building up the communist Chinese. Another factor is the federal government demand for ammunition to use in Iraq and Afghanistan, said Steve Valentria, a spokesman for the State General Administration Office. The Associated Press reported last year that soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq used more than 1 billion bullets last year. They sure did, folks. We're over 1,300,000 murders now of non-combatant men, women, and children in Iraq alone. I don't know what it is in Afghanistan. I was told, but I don't remember. But we're over 1,300,000 dead children, moms, and dads, non-combatants in Iraq alone. So they're using a lot of bullets. Mr. Valentria added that copper prices have increased by 200% and lead by 400% in the past few years. Let's see. There's been a nationwide increase in training for our police since 9/11, folks. That's true. This is where they're militarizing our police. We're going in now for more training to become military, okay? Not local police, but militarized police. Like I saw up at when Colonel Bo and I were up at the Weaver House there in Ruby Ridge, boy, did we see the militarized police. Our police were back in the woods right up against the house. The woods are real close to the house there. With face paint on and these woolly bully outfits to make them look like bushes and trees. And they were in all kinds of protective gear, had militarized tanks and APCs and things like that all around the house. So that's what they're doing. They're militarizing our police, and they're using a lot more ammunition to train them to shoot machine guns and M16s and so forth, and that they fire a lot of bullets, okay, as they're training them to control the American people. Cullen said some departments, let's see, Brian Cullen, the Minneapolis-based ATK, an aerospace and defense company that supplies ammunition, said that some departments are switching to training methods where bullets are not used, thus saving on ammunition. In Washington, the largest police forces have not been affected other than seeing longer waiting periods for ammunition orders. Firearms training is still a priority. You will not see any decrease in the amount of training or funding for training, Kuhn said. We're not going to sacrifice public safety. Yeah, public safety. So, anyway, folks, slave making is what they're doing, folks. The police are being militarized, and it's not public safety now they're concerned about. It's public control, okay, over the public. So, what I'm telling you, folks, is from this old police investigator and Vietnam veteran, I'm asking you to please go out and get your ammunition now for the weapons you have. And if you don't have weapons, get some weapons. You will need them to defend your family in the future, I guarantee you. If we don't win this thing in a nonviolent redress of our grievances, which I pray and hope that we can, we are having a tremendous awakening in this country of men and women in uniform, and also in the private sector. So there's a possibility, folks, that we can win this nonviolently. But if we don't, you don't want to be caught without a way to protect your family and your community from the foreign troops that are going to attack. So get out and get your bullets and your guns at this time before it's too late. We'll be right back, folks.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Back to the Officer Jack Mikulam program, folks, and I hope that I got my message through on ammunition and guns. You need to have them, folks, and also it would be good if you did do what the Australians did, okay? Take your best weapons, keep something at your house for self-protection from burglars, robbers, and rapists and things like that, folks. Keep some guns at your house, a couple of them, but take the rest out like the Australians did and bury them. Do some midnight gardening and not on your property, okay? Because our government knows now, in Phoenix, when we had patriots raided by the federal government in Phoenix, they would come in with metal detectors and go all over their yards. And if they came up with any metal, they would dig down and see what's there in case we buried guns on your property. One of the best places to bury weapons, folks, is on Indian reservation land. As you know, except for building casinos, the Indians don't use their land. So we found in Phoenix that the best place to bury things that you don't want to have found is on Indian reservation land, okay? And there may be some other land around you too that you know won't be dug up, and they'll put, apartment buildings or something on it like that. But that's where you do your midnight gardening. And I can tell you, the Australians, I'm really proud of, folks, because they buried their weapons when the call went out from their political units that they had to turn in their weapons. At that time, I had not arrived yet in Australia for 2 weeks to speak to their police and soldiers, but I had, or 1 week anyway, I was in New Zealand right next to it for a week down there too. What they had done was in the newspapers reported that the plumbers were having trouble buying any black pipe. That's the big 4-inch, 6-inch pipe, 8-inch pipe for doing sewer work, because the people had bought all the black pipe to bury their guns and under the earth, okay? And so, hey, the report in the newspaper was that the plumbers were having trouble getting black pipe to do sewer work because the people had buried their guns everywhere. So that's what we need to learn to do here, folks. Take your best weapons and take them out of your house and bury them, along with a lot of ammunition for them, too, okay? And so heads up on this thing, folks, because they're going to kick your doors in, and they're going to take your weapons that you have. And so if you have an old shotgun, old 38, something like that, keep those at your house, or go down and buy an old shotgun, you know, for $150 or $100 many times, and get you an old police military or police 38, which will cost you about $100 too, $150, something like that, and keep that at your house for self-protection, because you need that, folks. There's a lot of criminals out there, not just criminals in government, but criminals in the street, too. So, heads up on that. Enough said. Now, I want to get into something else here, folks. I'm just proud and pleased that finally a video has come out to prove that John McCain is a traitor to this country and a traitor to all POW families. He absolutely hates them. And I have a picture I'm looking at him, of him growling like a doggone tiger at the POW families that came into the Senate and wanted to share information in 1992 about their lost loved ones that were still alive in Southeast Asia and other places. So he and John Kerry absolutely hate POW families because they're terribly afraid that the POW families will come back and tell what John McCain did as a traitor to this country, absolute traitor, that ought to be hanged. He ought to be prosecuted, folks, and hanged as a traitor to this country. They're really afraid of this, folks, that if the POWs come back, if there's a POW gets out and comes back, and so they don't want any information on POW sightings, POW intel. Kerry and McCain are the ones that went over there and normalized business relationships with the communist Viet Cong, okay? As a matter of fact, there's a picture here at Vietnam Veterans Against John McCain, VietnamVeteransAgainstJohnMcCain.com, of John McCain hugging and smiling like you'd never seen a bigger smile on his face as he's hugging the guy, the colonel, that tortured to death our POWs there at Hanoi Hilton while John McCain was down in a nice hotel in Hanoi, Vietnam, eating the very best of food as he worked with the communists to denigrate America and our soldiers. I'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to sit back and relax and perhaps enjoy a nice cold drink. Being healthy is not always easy, but with Royal Greens, a new superfood that has the nutritional value of more than 30 superfood ingredients, you can now be healthier with a simple drink. It's like eating a big bowl of vegetables without actually eating them. It has powerful antioxidants, digestive enzymes, plant fibers, and it tastes great. Royal Greens is naturally sweetened with stevia, a natural sweetener found in fruits and vegetables. It's also low in sugar, calories, and it's caffeine-free. Since Royal Greens is filled with vitamins, minerals, and fiber, it's a great pick-me-up for your morning commute. Just mix it into a cold glass of water and, you have yourself a healthy, refreshing drink. Call 1-800-547-6603. Hey, put down that coffee and donut and start getting healthy today with Royal Greens. Call now for a free 30-day supply. Dial 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you folks. And let me tell you this. I tell you this every week, but I want to keep reminding you, for any new listeners out there, Barack Obama is a communist, okay? He should not be president of the United States, but John McCain is a communist too, and he shouldn't be president of the United States. So in talking about John McCain, I happen to be a Vietnam-era veteran, and I'm very, very incensed at John McCain saying he's a war hero, which is a lie out of the pits of hell. He's not a war hero at all, and POWs, I'm going to tell you how you can watch a video of POWs talking about John McCain collaborating with the enemy over there all the time he was there. He made 32 tapes for the communists to play all over the world, for communist nations. And even in Cuba, they played his tapes over in Cuba. They played them in France, that was at one time a communist nation itself. And we have the proof of that, folks. We have the proof of it, but they have hidden our international criminal elite that runs our government today, the neocon Trotskyites that run our government, have hidden those 32 tapes from the American people, and they've just put them under a secret program to keep them hidden from the American people until John McCain dies, okay, until he's dead, because they want him, or Abomination, Traitor McCain or Abomination to be our president of the United States. They don't want to knock him out of the box. But I want to give you a website here, folks, where you can watch a six-minute video of POWs and others talking about how John McCain and Kerry, John Kerry, have cut the throat of the POW families repeatedly as they tried to bring forth information, letters they got from their sons, from preachers that saw their sons and know they're still alive. And the Senate, the House, in 1992 passed a resolution to accept information, but the Senate, controlled by John Kerry and John McCain, they won't have anything to do with information on living POWs over there. So I want you to go to Vietnam Veterans Against John McCain. One word. One word. VietnamVeteransAgainstJohnMcCain.com. Okay? And right on the front page, you'll pull up information about the lesser of two evils is still evil. And that's absolutely right, folks. As a Christian man, I can't vote for evil, even if it's the lesser of two evils. God is going to get me for that. I will not vote for McCain or Abomination because, in the first place, they're totally controlled by the communist, Zionist-controlled Council on Foreign Relations. Totally controlled, just like Bush and Cheney are totally controlled by the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations, the communist, Zionist-controlled Council on Foreign Relations. So, we're not going to get any change. Obama Nation's telling you you're going to get change. Well, the nation's going to change under Traitor McCain, Songbird McCain, or Obama Nation. It's definitely going to change. But it is under Bush and Cheney changing, too. We're losing our freedoms. We're having our Bill of Rights taken away from us. We're going under a totalitarian system here in America. But believe me, the Communist, Zionist-controlled Council on Foreign Relations control Cheney, Bush, McCain, and Abomination, okay? So it won't make any difference unless we get somebody in the office like Congressman Ron Paul as president or Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Pastor Chuck Baldwin. If we get him in or Congressman Ron Paul in as president, then we will see great change in America. We'll get back under our constitutional republic, and they will end a lot of this New World Order stuff that's going on and end the wars against people we shouldn't even be fighting against because they haven't done anything to Americans at all. And so please, folks, go to and see the pictures of John McCain. One was snapped of him when he was snarling at the Vietnam families, the POW families, in the Senate. And they got a picture of him snarling like he wants to kill them. And he probably does want to kill them. He said he has screamed at them in the Senate. He's called them dirty names in the Senate. He's called them traitors. When the POW families would come in with intel about their lost relatives still being alive, he would go insane in the Senate, and we got a picture of him with the look of insanity on his face, as if he had a gun in the Senate, he would shoot all the POW families, and I'm sure he would. But they don't allow you to bring guns into the Senate, okay? And then another picture down below that is a picture of John McCain with the biggest smile you'll ever see on his face. I mean, his grin is just huge as he's hugging the murderer, the torturer of our POWs there in the Hanoi Hilton, who tortured him to death. And McCain is hugging him. Now, why is that picture like that? I sense, folks, I truly do, that after 5.5 years of working for the communists over there, eating the best of foods, living in a nice hotel in downtown Hanoi, and never being tortured, John McCain was also brainwashed by the Soviets. The Soviets worked with the Viet Cong to torture our prisoners over there and torture them to death. That's right. The Soviets were there and helping to torture our prisoners and extract information out of them. John McCain just poured out any information they wanted and even lied. And the video that you go to on there, on YouTube, folks, of John, of these POWs and others, Corporal Bob Dumas and others, who actually heard the recordings of John McCain in their cells over there in the Hanoi Hilton. They would pump in John McCain's lies and propaganda against America and our soldiers. And one of the soldiers on there, POW, said that they heard him say that our pilots, U.S. pilots, were purposely bombing schools, children's hospitals, elderly hospitals, and so on and so on. John McCain said that, and it was blasted all over the world in communist countries that our soldiers were bombing and killing children and old people and so forth, and John McCain was saying that. Now, it is my belief that McCain was subjected to 5.5 years of Soviet brainwashing during the time he was there, and is now a communist agent. He's a Manchurian candidate. Because he, every time he sees a communist that tortured our soldiers to death, he goes up, hugs them, and kisses them, and has this big smile on his face like he had just lost a long-lost brother, just found a long-lost brother or father, okay? He's just enthralled with these communist killers that killed our POWs. And there's a picture of him there hugging one of these guys. And you'll never see a bigger smile on his face. So anyway, I think we've got a Manchurian candidate there in John McCain. Now, like I say, that doesn't mean we should vote for Abomination because we know he's a hardcore communist. You know, when you have a political campaign office for president in Houston, Texas, and you walk through the front door, instead of an American flag on the wall, they have a flag of Che Guevara, the communist guerrilla warfare guy that helped put Castro into office. Yes, we have the actual photograph, folks, of you go into Obama Nation's presidential campaign office, and there on the wall behind his secretary or greeter, whoever that person is that you walk in the door, I guess it's a greeter that greets you first, a clerk, but right on the wall behind her, we have a picture that we have of Che Guevara, the communist guerrilla warfare fighter that helped put Castro in control of Cuba and was also in our military. We know that Che Guevara was one of the greatest guerrilla warfare fighters in the world. And so Obama Nation has his flag and a picture of him on the flag in his Houston office, or did have. They probably took it down now because it got out to the media. Well, not throughout America, but to the alternative media. This picture of Che Guevara's flag on the back of, on the wall there in his campaign office for president in Houston. But anyway, folks, once again, don't miss this. And I would ask you to do this, folks, like I did. Go to www.VietnamVeteransAgainstJohnMcCain.com. That's www.VietnamVeteransAgainstJohnMcCain, one word, .com. And then send this out. Watch that video of the POWs talking about how evil John McCain is and he's no war hero at all, and how the Vietnam families are, the POW families are saying how he yelled at them and screamed at them and showed hatred, total hatred, because he didn't want any POWs coming back alive that would tell the story of how he served the communists for 5.5 years and was not tortured. So, that's enough said on that, folks. Please do go, but then send that out to your email list. Send it out to your email list and ask all of the people on your email list to send it out to their email list. We'll never see this in the controlled news the communist Zionist-controlled news in America because they want you to vote for either Abomination or Traitor McCain. Okay, so you won't ever see this in the news. And the only way our brothers and sisters around this nation can see it is if you send it to them or I send it to them. Now, I've sent this out to my very vast email list, okay? And I hope that they will continue to pass it on like I ask them to their email list. And before long, we'll have millions and millions of Americans that see the true face of Traitor McCain, Songbird McCain, as his fellow POWs named him, Songbird McCain. Matter of fact, there's a picture of him, a songbird with a McCain head on it. I don't know if you've seen that before, but it's very cute. It's a blue songbird, and it has a head of McCain on it. Okay, but his fellow POWs called him Songbird McCain and Traitor McCain because he was an absolute traitor. All right, enough said on that, folks. Enough said. I want to take my hat off to a very brave, if not suicidal, Admiral Mike Mullen. Admiral Mike Mullen recently went to Israel and warned Israel. Now, who is Admiral Mike Mullen? For those that don't know, he's recently appointed chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Admiral Mike Mullen. He flew to Tel Aviv to warn Israel's military establishment that do not pull off another U.S. Liberty attack like they did in 1967. I'm telling you, folks, this guy is very brave, a very brave American patriot. And why they recently appointed him chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I don't know, but he's on the way out, I can assure you, for doing this. I can assure you he ticked off the communist Zionists that control America and control communist Zionist Israel when he went over there and chewed them out and told them, don't even think about it. He says, I'll share this with you here. It says, U.S. warns Israel, not U.S., but Admiral Mike Mullen, Joint Chief of Staff Chief, said, another attack on U.S. ships will not be tolerated. Specific reference was to the USS Liberty incident by Joint Chiefs Chairman. It's got Israel jittery, okay, because they were thinking about blowing up one of our ships in the Strait of Hormuz over there and blaming it on the Iranians. Recently appointed chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, flew to Tel Aviv to warn Israel's military establishment how important it was that history not repeat itself, referring to Israel's deliberate attack on the USS Liberty in June 1967. I was in the military at that time, Vietnam Air vet. By the way, The Israelis, the communist Zionist-controlled Israelis, bombed the USS Liberty to blame it on Egypt. They were going to sink the Liberty and blame it on Egypt for sinking the USS Liberty, but it was definitely proven, and we have all the evidence to know, that Israel is the one that actually attacked the US Liberty and tried to sink it. Given the facts that this bizarre two-hour attack upon the United States and the USS Liberty has been hushed up for 41 years, the reason for Admiral Mullen's meeting was obvious. Someone within the intelligence and military apparatus of the United States has concluded that Israel is planning a USS Liberty attack part two, meaning an attack on a U.S. ship, most likely in the Persian Gulf, leading to a massive loss of life to be blamed on Iran. As was intended in 1967, when Israel attacked the Liberty, angry Americans could demand the obliteration of the guilty party, the false identity of which the Jewish media controlled in America would provide. And while all players involved have been tight-lipped around the particulars of this meeting that Admiral Mullen had in Israel, Mullen's impromptu trip to Israel and subsequent discussion was in effect a stern warning to Israel to not even think about it, doing it again. Another false flag operation against a U.S. ship. Now, I'm telling you, folks, the guy is brave, very brave, because I'm surprised he got out alive from communist-controlled Israel, Zionist-controlled Israel, after going over there. Can you imagine the heat he generated going over and warning that organization, communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews, that actually control the United States and control the U.S. military too? Can you imagine the heat he caused? I'm surprised he's still alive. We'll be back in just a couple minutes finish up on this hour and start the second hour. And your calls will be welcome at that time. Stay tuned.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I would ask you to say a prayer for Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mike Mullen, folks, because I'd hate to see him die now through a suicide or falling off a tall building now that he's back from Israel, or getting hit by a truck or something like that, because he's on his way out for sure. We have found out through our intel people that military intel people that the Air Force has been taken over by a communist Zionist Jew. At least he says he's a Jew. Could be a Gentile calling himself a Jew, like Jesus said in the Bible in Revelation 2:9. And then our army has been taken over by a communist Zionist Jew too, who is running the army today. And so they're going to have to get rid of Mike Mullen, Admiral Mike Mullen, because this was a brave thing to do, to warn them not to attack another U.S. ship and blame it on Iran, because that's a very likely possibility that they'll still do that, folks, because they're going to get rid of the recently appointed chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mike Mullen. And so here's what a ex-CIA officer, Philip Giraldi, had to say about all this. He says this. He wrote an article saying, if Iran is attacking, it might really be Israel. Philip Giraldi wrote, some intel types are beginning to express concerns that the Israelis might do something completely crazy to get the U.S. involved in the attack on Iran. There are a number of possible false flag scenarios in which the Israelis could stage an incident that they will make to look like it was Iranian, either by employing Iranian weapons or by leaving a communications footprint that points to Tehran's involvement. These will be lies. Those who argue Israel would never do such a thing should think again. Israel is willing to behave with complete ruthlessness towards the U.S. if they feel that the stakes are high enough. Witness the attack on the USS Liberty and the bombing of the USS Consulate in Alexandria in the 1950s. By the way, folks, they don't mention it here, but we have the evidence to prove that the Beirut bombing of our soldiers over there that lost their lives, 250, didn't it, when they bombed the barracks in Beirut, that was an Israeli operation, too. That was a false flag operation to blame it on other people. But it's not listed in here in Philip Giraldi's article, if Iran is attacking, it might really be Israel. He goes on to say, if they now believe that Iran is a threat that must be eliminated, it is not implausible to assume that they will stop at nothing to get the U.S. to do it for them, particularly as their Air Force is only able to damage the Iranian nuclear energy program and not destroy it. Joined alongside Giraldi, FBI or CIA retired, is former longtime CIA analyst Ray McGovern, who in a recent essay entitled Israel Planning a September-October Surprise, writes the following with regards to the U.S. pulling out of the Middle East and what Israel might do to stop that. Okay, I hear the music. We'll be right back, and we'll share with you longtime CIA analyst Ray McGovern's article about Israel planning a September-October surprise. Remember, folks, this isn't Jews doing this. It's not Jews. It's Gentiles calling themselves Jews, communist Zionist Gentiles that control Israel and have since 1948. Be right back.
Gold has